WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Let's talk a little Browns outside the building in Berea, out and about in the community. We are joined by the Vice President of Community Outreach for your Cleveland Browns, Renee Harvey. Hey, Renee, I want to start with Joe Thomas. We had a chance to talk to Joe last week. A real honor for him. He was going to the Super Bowl. He was a finalist for a very impressive award, wasn't he?
He was, and we're so proud of him. He was a top three finalist for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, and it is the top award that can be bestowed on a player for their community service. And so the fact that Joe was in a pool of three tremendous candidates in Jason Witten and Larry Fitzgerald was just truly an honor for him. He was very humbled by the experience to be, his name in the same sentence as Walter Payton, and recognized for something that he really feels is something that players should be doing, the platform that they're giving and being able to give back. So he was very honored to be a part of that, and what a great experience for him.
Now, humble with a capital H. It was hard to get him to even talk about some of the work he's done. He and the better half, they just do it because they know it's the right thing to do, don't they?
They really do, and it's something that they're really good at, too. And, Joe, he went a few years ago on the NFL USO Tour, and, he really gives a lot of thought to the things that he does as well. He has a couple of ticket programs. He extended his work in support of the military, and he has a ticket program where he gives back to military that are in town and also blue-collar workers and families that don't have money to be able to go and have a family experience. He has another ticket program for them. He wants to help teachers who don't have enough funds to provide school supplies for their kids or even things to outfit their classrooms. And so they really do some different things, and I really, kudos to both of them for the work and the support that they give to this community. And another great thing about Joe is that he really leads by example, and he brings a lot of the younger guys along, and, that really speaks volumes to his character.
Well said. A little spotlight on one Joe Thomas. Hey, also another player to give a little love to, Ben Watson. He's always very active, recognized as well, right?
This team is really fortunate, to have another player honored and recognized for his work in the community. The Byron Wizard White, he's one of the top five finalists for that award. It's an award that's recognized by the NFLPA, the Players Association. And so he was, again, top five finalist. And for another player to be recognized, again, for their community service, he has his own foundation with his wife, Kirsten. And the two of them are truly phenomenal. He really has a gift. When he goes out and speaks to the community, you can just see and you can just sense that he has pure enjoyment and is doing what he really loves, and that's spreading positive words and messages and, promoting education and taking care of people's needs. And so he's done some great things here locally with an event called Chow Down with the Browns that he did at City Mission. He's done some shopping events. And you typically hear of players doing shopping events, and what he did is a little bit different in that he took parents and talked to them about important things that they can do for their kids and allowed them to shop for their kids so that they could provide a wonderful Christmas and a wonderful holiday season for their kids. So they really do some thoughtful things. And again, another player who was recognized at the Super Bowl during a press conference. So very proud of both of those two players in Ben and Joe.
Ben Watson and Joe Thomas. Renee Harvey, the Vice President of Community Outreach of our Cleveland Browns, with us. A couple other topics I want to get to while I've got you. Let's talk kids. The Browns so active in reaching out in the community in several ways. I want to get to the Play 60, but let's talk high school first and players. This is a big deal. The showcase Sunday, February 10th. Tell me about this.
It is. So it's an event that we do every year, and it is for incoming juniors and seniors that are interested in continuing on and playing in college. So we'll have over 200 high school athletes that will join us here at the facility on Sunday. We do have a few spots available, but they are going fast. We invite Division II and III college coaches here, and we have over 15 colleges that will be represented. And so what takes place, it's very similar to a combine, but we've also made some significant adjustments to that. And so it's really become a phenomenal recruiting tool. So we do, in addition to the combine-like testing, we also do position-specific football drills, and so that'll include things like passing and route running and lineman work and agility bags and things like that. So we really listen to the college coaches and make the adjustments to make sure that the event includes things that they want to see. And so last year, over 50 of the student-athletes went on to play at the college level.
Wow.
So it's really become a phenomenal event and very popular.
February 10th, you can follow up info at clevelandbrowns.com. Hey, one other event. I was watching the Super Bowl, and before the game, one of the pregame activities, I saw a little kid run out on the field and deliver the ball to the ref, and it was the Play 60 promotion.
It is.
Yeah.
Play 60, you know, just becomes bigger and better every year, and I think it's phenomenal. It's so exciting to see the level to which this program's, you know, become involved. And so, of course, here locally, no different. There's actually a contest that we want to make sure everyone's aware of. We want that Play 60 bus. I'm sure everybody's seen those great commercials where the players and the kids are on the bus going to a phenomenal community event. We want that to come here. And so now on NFLRush.com/bus, our teachers, our school administrators, PTO, PTA leaders, after school, community centers, they can all apply to have that come here and have a great day and be involved in the commercial. So please encourage everyone to jump online. Again, NFLRush.com/bus. There's a short application and a photo that needs to be submitted, but pretty easy. So anybody who works with kids K through 8 can apply for that. The deadline is February 10th.
You can follow up at ClevelandBrowns.com on all we're talking about. Renee Harvey, Vice President, Community Relations for your Cleveland Browns. Renee, thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.